This is a special program on Multicultural 1600 AM, so please stay tuned.
California, California, Luang Gao, La Zhong Gao, Luang Dao, La Zhong Dao. Chi Tia, La Mua Chong, Tu Tang Je, La Mua Dao, Tia Si, Mua Lai Mua Pang, Tu Sha Tu Nia, Chong Kang Gao.California, California, no chữ là xiên già, no chữ là xiên trông. Yêu thương bề xanh phúa phương, ta ý trong mong lòng hoàn đau, địa chỉ mua cho xiên cao.
Hey, welcome to the Hmong American Hour on Multicultural 1600 AM. This is your host, Vahir, and welcome to Financial Friday. I have my co-host here with me. Let him introduce himself.
What's up, guys? Thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to have some fun today, so let's get it going, Va. Oh, this is two, by the way.
Yeah, so we got a lot to talk about on Financial Friday, and you know, I'm gonna start. Before I bring my guests on, I got a few guests who's on Discord, and they're all traders, you know. But before we get started, I want to talk about what's going on in the in the news about.Money in general. So we all know that I don't need to repeat myself what's going on right now. It's the COVID-19 coronavirus situation, and you know, some of the biggest question out there is, you know, people are asking, where's my check, right? Right, too. Hey,
well, so, you know, the government said, per the reports I last checked, they said April 6th was the estimated mail out date. So, but we all know with the government, it could take a little bit more time. They are trying to rush to get to it, but if it comes, it comes, but it will be a little bit, so just be patient.
Yeah, so if there isn't anything solid. I know there's a lot of proposal, there's a lot of news out there about other senators and other political figure proposing, but
it hasn't officially passed.
Yeah, it hasn't really gone through yet. So I just want to, this is directly from the U.S. Department of Treasury. Okay, so I didn't get this anywhere else. I got this on the U.S. Department of Treasury homepage. Okay, and this is COVID, the title is COVID-19 Scams. If you receive calls, email, or other communication claiming to be from the Treasury Department and offering COVID-19 related grants or stimulus payment in exchange for personal financial information or an advance fee, tax, or charge of any kind, including purchase of a gift card, do not respond. These are scams. Please contact the FBI at www.ic3.gov so that the scammer can be tracked and stopped. Okay. So, if you have a lot of money, you guys know what I'm talking about, but I'm going to say it wrong. So, if但是呢，你每一靠我 scam 呢，每只内容来多但那的好呢 ，OK？ 第一下点个到房了，然后搞了 email 搞了，然后个台点啊，然后那多到那他妈了多到 US Department Treasury 多不晓得来点，那要么念喽，那要么那要么念，那要么念了搞了不晓得，但是个知道某个叫 information， 搿么当到了不晓得。那要得了，还有个那木有一张 gift card 咯，那个摸个要 tax 呢，这好难嘛。但是那么你要来多，但那好些呢，因为寂寞。但是那要得， yeah the molen tu hu nei lik da na ma la ta shi na la da na da ho su e ya te nei mo nei mo ti nei yo da nei lin da na je nei a na hu tao do FBI te nei mo contact la de lu website www.ic3.gov okay so just want to put that out there okay that's I mean we're talking about money so I'm just gonna talk about that okay and you know I'm just here's my take on this we are officially in the COVID-19 coronavirus market crash right
yeah, too yes we are there's a lot of I know that there's a lot, there's more questions than answers right now. And a lot of people are kind of on the fence of, do I go full scale into panic mode or do we just go about as life as normal? And my opinion is just do your best to go about life as normal, do what you can. But, you know, I was telling my wife the other day, I also don't want to be caught with my pants down. So, you know, do what you can to prepare. But obviously, we also got to, my heart goes out to those who cannot work anymore, who works in the restaurant or any businesses that are non-essential considered right now that are being shut down or hours are being cut. And I know that's tough because how can you go buy essentials when you're not making any money income coming in? So that's kind of where Va has some strategies and some ideas to kind of expand on this topic and teach you guys that there are other ways, and so we have to be prepared for it in every way. So,
I don't think I'm gonna share those ideas. Not here, not yet.
Okay,
but yeah, I mean, some people are working from home, but today we're not talking. I want to not focus on that too much. You know,
okay.
I want to focus on the money. Follow the money, right? And so. I'm gonna have my after the break. We're gonna bring in all the guests, whoever that's online from Discord. But right now, you know, we just want to just introduce today's show real quick. You know, the bulk of the conversation today is gonna be about stock market. I mean, I like to believe that we're either at the bottom, like they call it the dip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or there's more
sitting there watching. Okay, is it gonna go down more, or is it a rebound time? Is it gonna shoot back up? So I think that's what everybody is waiting for. So Va and I are no different. We're sitting right here. We're just normal average Joes like you guys. We're just sitting and watching too. We're nothing special. We can't predict the future.
Hey, but I did buy some shares earlier, so that we're talking about money.
Okay.
So I'm planning my so this is just my strategy. So like starting today, I want to do. So let's say that I have I'm gonna use a smaller amount of money. So let's say if I have $1,000 that I want to invest in the market today, right? So my strategy is I'm using 25% of that today.
Okay.
So like today there was a really low point today, and I did buy 25% of what I was supposed to buy in some stocks, you know. So I think because this radio station has a lot of liability, I'm not gonna go out there and tell people what I bought. But if you wanna
reach out to
yeah,
Vi,
yeah,
myself,
reach out,
come on,
yeah,
come
to
on by
me and two, just reach
our
out.
Our offices
to
are still open.
Yeah,
we're right there on
Facebook.
Blackstone and Ashland,
yeah.
And we're always online. So
yeah, but I did sell. I was able to. I believe I caught a dip today. So like for today, not and it's. And it's I'm pretty satisfied. I could tolerate the loss if it goes down any lower. So, but I am hopeful that you know this is it. But if not, then you know I have other ways to mitigate those loss today. So
that's the secret: having a backup plan to the backup plan, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. So, Okay. So before, we are going to take our first break, and when we come back, I'm going to bring my guests online with us. This is Financial Friday with your host Vahir and co-host Tu Lee here. You can listen to us at multicultural1600am.com or on Facebook, multicultural1600am. The call-in number here is 559-499-1600. Okay, it's 499-1600, area code 559. So I got a few people with us from the Discord group that I'm in, and yeah, we're just gonna keep it natural and talk away, guys. Hey, guys, can you guys hear me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, all right. Good.
All right, everything's loud working.
Everything's working as planned. So, so what's going on, guys? I mean, I know this morning we had a exciting roller coasters this morning. So, let's do a quick introduction of your name and where you what area of the United States you're calling from or you're from.
Well, my name is Zong and I'm from the Tampa area, Florida.
My name is Song Sang and I'm from Wausau, Wisconsin.
My name is Kang and I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
My name is Atif and I'm from Minnesota, Minneapolis.
All right, we got people in from all over the country. I mean, Florida, East Coast, Mid Coast. We out here in California. Man, we got the whole country covered right here.
Man, so
yeah, pretty much.
So let's do this. So, what did you guys think about how the market came to a closing today?
Came
to a closing today.
I thought we were gonna get more of a pop at the end here, just as the close. But it looks like there's no more support this weekend.
What does that mean, to the listener out there? What does that mean? There's no more support this weekend.
I mean, people are probably holding out. They're not picking up any stocks. They're just probably gonna sit and wait to see what happens, you know, over the next couple of weeks. It seems.
It's more like the Federals ran out of stuff to try to save the market. That's what I would think.
I think the consensus is right on line with what you guys are saying. There is no more support because the Feds have already done all that they can. I mean, we're at 0% interest, and there's not much more wiggle room for them to do anything except print money and infuse the repo market, right, guys?
Yep, that's what I think too.
Yeah, I mean, they can try certain things, but right now, I mean, if they just come in and buy equities, then that'll push it up. But right now, they're doing the repos, and if that doesn't work, then they gotta, you know, be creative and do some, you know, unorthodox things right now.
So, you were the Feds right now, what would your guys' strategy be to kind of give the support, or give the little bump or the pop that we were looking for?
I mean, they made a mistake of like using up all their ammo early on when the market was going up. I mean, every tiny little dip, you know, Trump calling for, you know, some interest rate cuts, and when we, now that we're in this position, they only had about a couple percent, you know, going into this before zero. So now we're at zero. You use that, and then now they have the repo market, and they're also buying bonds too. So they don't have a lot of ammo left, you know. I mean, the next one is, I think if they're gonna try something, probably start buying stocks, equities, or, I mean, it would suck, but negative interest rates, and that's pretty much punishing people who save money in the banks and stuff like that. So
yeah, anybody who's saving, that would kind of punish them, and it wouldn't be good for a lot of people, actually. What I'm trying to say is, what would a negative interest rate mean for like the common person out there who's out there trying to buy up all the toilet paper and hand sanitizers they can?
I mean, the prices probably wouldn't do much for, I mean, you'll start losing money, or your buying power was, you know, you'll start losing buying power. But a lot of people, if they're not invested in any market or like, you know, any other kind of investments like real estate, if you put your money in the bank, right now, zero interest rates mean that you won't gain anything just putting your money in the bank. So when the interest rate is, when the Fed rate is high, then you get more in your savings. But now it's at zero, you get zero, pretty much your money just stays even.
But that doesn't even account for inflation. So as they print money and as inflation goes up, I know this is more long-term macroeconomic stuff, but wouldn't that hurt them in the long run, right?
Yeah, your buying power goes down, and you're not gaining anything from just leaving money in the bank. But I mean, there's some good to it. You know, if you have a high interest rate, you can probably refinance right now. You know, if the banks have money, that is.
Yeah, that's the question. If they have money that they are willing to loan.
Yeah, I know a few people that they were at closing and the bank just said they don't have money. Yeah. So they couldn't go through with it. So it's you know, there's an underlying problem that we don't know yet. So.
Does anybody else have any ideas or want to share their thoughts on that?
That's a moment of silence So I was talking about this the other day with some people about they were asking about what's gonna happen. Like they're saying that, hey, why are they talking about the stock market crashing, but people are buying stuff all the time at the supermarket, right?
That's true.
Yeah, and what I tried to explain was the stock market is different from the supermarket. You know, there's the supermarket or the store or like Walmart, the retail market. You know, that's where consumer goods are at, and the stock market is kind of where you buy ownership share of the company. And so, and this leads to topic like, you know, company buying and selling stocks. That's a big difference. So has anybody had that conversation with any of you guys?
Actually, a little bit the other day. A friend of mine had approached me and said that why is the market falling when everybody goes to Walmart and buy all the stuff from Walmart, and right now half of Walmart stuff in our town here, find anything in there. Would it mean that the store or Walmart is making money and that the stock is up, and why is the stock down? Exactly right. You're exactly right that the stock market is different from thing at Walmart. Doesn't make much of a difference. Thing is crashing left and right. So only when the stock market go up, only when we cure the virus, or we have some way of preventing the virus, or we have some way of getting rid of the virus for good, and only then will the market be going up. But you're shopping all you want, but that is how the market works. It has not, we are dealing with right now. And every day, everybody goes crazy and going buy things and load it up, and simply because they are panicking about they may be facing soon, if not already been faced. The conversation had popped up the other day.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are, if they're not asking it, they're probably wondering it as well. And I think the biggest disconnect is people don't understand that just because people are out there shopping and Walmart's or Amazon or whoever, whatever company, they are making probably huge amounts of sales right now. I don't know what their profit margins are, but they're probably making more sales than they have been probably at least this first quarter of the year. But that doesn't necessarily correlate to meaning that the valuation of the stock is going to go up, because the stock market is more about perception on the macro as a whole. So, you know, like GDP plays into it, interest rates plays into it, joblessness rates and the whole economy plays a big role into the valuation of a company. And so I think a lot of people don't understand that. They just think that, well, we're buying up all this stuff and the stock should be going up. But yeah, you're right. It just doesn't work like that. And I think a lot of people don't have that that understanding, which is kind of why Financial Fridays is important, because we want to demystify the medicine. We want to make it common sense knowledge so that everybody can kind of understand in a way. So that's the importance of the show and our message and what we're trying to do. But I wanted to get back. I was thinking about it. Excuse me. I don't know who was saying that, just because of the voices. But somebody said earlier, you know, one of the options the Fed has left is to start buying equities. So what are your guys' feelings about having the government actually own parts or big shares of private companies?
I mean, it's if they own parts of companies, I think in the right now they can buy it. I think in the long run, if they can, they're able to buy their shares back to become, you know, to get rid of the government, then it's fine. I think they should be disallowed from doing share buybacks for their own companies. I mean, a lot of these companies were doing so much buybacks last year, the year before, and now they don't have the cash to survive, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a major problem, because they were buying so much back just so that they can get their valuations high, because they can close up their debt to income ratios to make it look like they're worth a lot to get people to invest in the companies. But now when something like this happens, no cash flow. And so now everybody's asking for a bailout.
Yeah, and that's true. And just like Sears bought so much of their stocks back. And, you know, these CEOs and stuff, they run up the pricing of the companies, and they just, you know, they move on to a new company. And you know, even though the company's struggling, they're still buying back stocks, and instead of using the money to reinvest in the company.
Yeah, like hiring more people or expanding their R&D or opening up more shops to generate true GDP growth, right? Or not GDP yeah. growth, but to instill true what do they call it?
Yeah,
wealth creation.
Yeah, I mean, improved products, you know, stuff like that. You could cause, you can reduce cost, and you know, but the main thing a company should do is their main product. They need to keep improving it and keeping that going so that they can, you know, can be profitable in the future.
Yeah, it should be about the long term, not the short term, not maximum profits right now, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, this is a great conversation. I hope that people are listening in. I hope that people are learning. We got to go on another quick break, so thank you guys all for tuning in. Thank you guys who are on Discord chiming in. We'll be right back after this break, and we got to pay the bills here, so we'll be right back, guys.
California, California, Luang Gao, La Zhong Gao.
All right, welcome back to the Hmong American Hour. This is Financial Friday on Multicultural 1600 AM. And this is towards the end of our segment. But if you're listening today, earlier, we had a pretty good talk about you know, what's going on this week in the market. So just a little update. We are now at this week. It's been another loss. So Tu and I was talking the other day about people's 401k and about money, right? And so in my experience, a lot of people, the common person with a 401k out there, they have their 401k in a target fund. So the target fund is
heavily invested in stocks.
It's pretty diverse. It's pretty diverse, but I saw one is like 60% of the funds were in stocks.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it depends on which target fund you're at.
Yeah. So like. One of the target fund was the 2055 or 2050, 2055, 2060, around there, about 60% of the portfolio was invested in stocks. And some people are taking a hit. And then there are people that are talking about how they're all negative now. And that's probably, I'm just assuming the reason why they're negative is probably because 100% of their investments in stock. Okay. So, because if you take because if you're diversified, then whatever that you're diverse in, like including bonds and other investment in your portfolio, it should balance it out.
It should minimize.
Yeah.
Well, there's no way to balance this out. Everybody's kind of losing money, but it'll minimize it to, in a way, and then my feeling is don't go panicking selling, don't go getting rid of everything, because the market will eventually bounce back. It's just a matter of when. But don't be scared to look into your 401k. Don't be scared to look into your mixture. Don't be scared to adjust it. If you don't know how, or if you're looking for someone, then talk to whoever you know that knows about the market, or listen to this podcast and find out more. You're welcome to come to our place, and we are not, disclaimer, we are not a financial advisors or anything like that, but we do know from our own experiences, and we do know from just watching the market ourselves, and we can just talk about it and just have a table talk conversations. You know, we're not advising anything, but we can at least share our experiences with you so that you can take it home and make an informed decision for your own cases. I mean, I've heard of people, I'm not gonna list out any names, but I do talk to many people, and some people have lost over $11,000. Some people have lost over $50,000, and I was just like, man, like, imagine I can't even imagine how they would feel if losing that much money. Some people have lost more, so
my total loss right now is $2,000. I'm down, but I went in at a certain time, so that I wasn't bleeding as much.
Yes, so everybody's losing, but you know, we want to strategize and minimize.
That's my direct stock portfolio, not my 401k. Like, I was pretty, I think. So what had happened was, on February 27th, I was looking at it, right? And then come Monday, that Monday, March the 3rd, I believe it was March the 3rd, March the 2nd, correct? It was March the 2nd, okay, and it had a pretty steep drop.
Yeah.
And then remember we had our first karate class on March the 3rd.
Yeah.
So right after karate class, I went to my 401k and moved all my stock into bonds. You know, because I had a, you know, based, you know, just kind of based on my experience with what I'm looking at, you know, the support resistant, some of the TA and.
Well, I mean, even with bonds right now, even though they're earning probably less than 1% right now, it's better than losing, right?
Yeah, and I saw a video on YouTube about like the swine flu crash and all that stuff, and then the H1N1 crash, and then I saw a video on like the different time period, right? Yeah. And so I was like, so the coronavirus is already known, like since like it was out there already, right? Yeah. It was even in December, January. So it's not that it's unknown. I just think that, like, in my opinion, a lot of people have so much confidence in the market.
They didn't pay attention to it.
So to me, I was like, okay, I'm looking at it every day, and you know, because I was gonna pay off the one of my loan on my 401k, right? So I had like $2,700 left, and so I said, you know what, I'm gonna hold off. Let me move everything to bonds, and then I'll send a check in. Yeah. You know? So when I send a check in, it all goes into bonds.
Yeah, yeah. But see, the common person. Right, knowledge is power, right? But the common person, even if they were to look at it, they wouldn't know, they wouldn't understand, they wouldn't even know what to do. And so, because of your experiences and your knowledge, you have grown some wisdom, so you have some insight on what you should and shouldn't do to hedge yourself, to protect yourself, so that you aren't in that pitfall of, oh, I woke up today and man, I'm down $50,000 in my 401k, right?
Yeah. I think on that note, I gotta go back and cancel, because I decided to move 25% of my 401k back into stock. So I'm probably gonna go cancel it and wait for Monday. So, but yeah, while we're talking about money, you know, I just want to talk about. A few people has approached me and they asked me, like, I want to invest in the stock market, right? And I'm like, whoa, hold on. Hold on. You know, I always ask the basic question during my first, when we first launched Financial Friday, it's always about long-term.
Yes. Okay,
so, like, do you have a safety net? Do you have a long-term strategy? What is your strategy? Don't just
So, I mean, right now is a good time to jump on the stock market bandwagon, right? Because, like, everything's on sale.
Yes. It's clearance right now, not even sale. It's like rock bottom clearances right now. And back to what, 2009
yeah.
prices?
Well, I hope comes Monday, we go all the way back to 2008, 2009 prices. I think, I mean, I'm hoping for that if people are losing their job, but you know, I mean, it would be really good if we go back all the way back. I mean,
yeah. Market reset was coming.
Yeah, I mean, if we went all the way back, I'm just going to YOLO it, guys. I mean, I'm just going to say, you know what? This is all my liquid cash, and it's going all into stocks, you know?
Yeah, there's some good companies out there that will bounce back strong, and they're still strong right now. We can't mention them on here, but if you do want to, like I said, to learn more, just to get some knowledge for yourself so that you can always make informed decisions, because without the knowledge, without the wisdom, how can you make decisions when it comes to money matters? So this is what Financial Friday is all about, right, Val?
Yeah, and so I just got an alert that Bitcoin is up 5%, and it is, I just got an alert within the hour that Bitcoin is back up 5%. So, yeah. While I'm on that note, if you guys are curious about cryptocurrency too, you know, I like to say that before you jump on the cryptocurrency bandwagon, you may want to jump on the stock market bandwagon. Before you jump on the stock market bandwagon, you may want to jump on the long-term investment bandwagon, like 401k or IRA. And if you don't have one like that, and your employer doesn't offer it, you may want to jump on just saving some money.
Yeah,
you know, long-term for now, like just hold. I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty right now, but I'm sure it'll have to go bounce back up. I mean, if it doesn't, I think it's I don't know. I mean,
well, yeah. You know, just adding to what you said, I mean, there's so many strategies out there. There's not one. What's right for Va isn't perfect for me, and what's good for us may not be your good for you. Everybody has a different financial situation, but that's what we're here about. That's what we are talking about, so that you guys become aware of your financial situation, so that you guys can make the best decision for your situation. And so I would recommend, like I said, you know, with that, if and when that government check comes in, hopefully you guys don't go and spend it all on unnecessary things. I hope you guys
scratchers.
Yeah.
Nobody.
But all kidding aside, save some for just in case. Like I said, you don't ever want to be in that situation where if you get a flat tire, I mean, you can't even replace the flat tire because, you know, you just spent all of your cash flow, which is what these companies and what we were talking about earlier. All these companies were buying back shares, and now this happens, and it's like, oh, snaps. We spent all our money buying back our own equity, and now we have no money to keep business open and running. So, you know, as a household, as the financial manager of your household, we don't want you to be guys to be in that same situation either. There is a lot of potential to make some money on the way back up, but always, always make sure your finances are right with in your situation first.
There is a way to make money on the way down, but that's a different topic. I don't think, yeah. So, but yeah, for the most part, man, you know, it seems like we don't have enough time on this show to just continue to talk about money. But you know, today we touch a little bit of what's going on. I know that we touch on COVID-19 check scam. Okay, I'm not gonna call what the president call it. Okay, it's gonna be the COVID-19 virus. COVID-19 virus check. You know, there's scams out there. You know, be on the lookout for the scams. Don't fall for it. If people ask you to send the $1,000 gift card to here, you know, it's most likely a scam. Right now, there isn't any announcement on Secretary Mnuchin. I don't even know how to pronounce his name, but
to on the secretary to you know what their plans are, but surely when we find out, I know that next Friday we will talk about the check.
Right? Probably.
Probably next Friday is going to be what you're going to do with your check.
There's okay? a lot more information right. to be disseminated. Yeah.
So if you guys want to share, what you're going to do with your check, you know, I think we might qualify for one, right? Too. Right, or did we make too much money?
I think we make too much money. Yeah. So we are actually donating to those of you who will be getting checks. So
yeah, but next Friday we will talk about what you're gonna do with your check.
Share some with us if we have shared some wisdom with you guys. So hopefully you guys buy us lunch and we'll talk more about strategies.
Yeah. So yeah. And if I had a check, I'll tell you guys what I'm gonna do. Yeah. So. But then again, you know, as we approach the ending of our Financial Friday Hour, right now, you know, what I want to share what I'm doing. You know, like I said, one of my strategy right now is that I take the amount that I'm willing to put into the market. So this is direct buying stocks and shares, right? Yeah. So and not my 401k. So like my 401k, I set it to, you know, it's to set it and forget it. But if you have the extra funds and you want to put in the market, this is something that I'm doing. I'm doing it at 25% at a time, where I feel that, you know, that this week I put in 25%, and then next week I'm gonna probably do 25% too. And if it's on its way down, I'll keep doing it weekly. But if I think that it's gonna shoot up, then it's all in.
It's YOLO.
Yep. All right. So thank you for listening to Financial Friday. This is your host, Vahir, Hmong American Hour, Multicultural 1600 AM. Co-host 2, we're signing out.
Take care, guys. Rong đầu chỉ tia lòng mà trốn tôi chẳng dễ lòng mà đau tia chỉ mùa lạnh mùa phong tu sa tu nhiều. This was a special program on Multicultural 1600 AM.